We of the Swiss Shortwave Service are proud and gratified to join with the peoples of the five continents in honoring this Day of the Red Cross, an institution founded by one of our countrymen. For long ago, it passed the borders of our country. Its main link now with Switzerland lies in the fact that the offices of the International Committee of the Red Cross are in Geneva, birthplace of Henri Dunant, founder of the movement. We do not forget that another link, the emblem of the Red Cross, is the flag of Switzerland with colors in reverse. This program you are about to hear has been transcribed and sent out to over 15 of the countries of the British Commonwealth and Asia.
This is the Mercy Bell, Clémence it is called, that rings from its spire high in the ancient city of Geneva.
And the word mercy was spoken in the city of Geneva by a man called Henri Dunant, something more than a century ago.
In some ways, Dunant was a man like most of us, I suppose. He didn't take very much notice of what was going on outside his immediate surroundings. He was an assiduous businessman, though, and even a battle did not stop him deciding to go right to the French Emperor, busy in northern Italy directing the operations of his troops against the Austrians. Dunant wanted to get the affair of his mills in North Africa settled, so Dunant arrived at a place called Solferino in Italy. At the moment Dunant arrived, in 1859, a bloody battle was fought, and 40,000 French and Austrians were wounded or lost their lives. Thousands lay dying on the battlefield after dusk for lack of care. Dunant had seen the need for action, and what Dunant said was listened to. Listened to by the sound businessmen of Geneva, and the bankers, and a general called Dufour.
They set out to translate the pity, the charity, the anguish of Dunant into instruments. The word mercy was taking on a legal form.
The first Geneva Convention was drawn up, solemnly signed, in 1864.
It provided for the first time in the history of law that ambulances and military hospitals should be neutralized, protected, and respected. And those helping the sick or wounded were to be respected too.
There are unnumbered millions of refugees on the continent of Europe now, at this moment. And there are as many in Asia. Millions of human beings who cannot return to their homes, and among many of these millions, human beings who are still living in camps, working as deportees. But men and women and children they are to the Red Cross, needing care and comfort and a country. A staff member of the Red Cross explained.
Just to tell you one of the things we're doing. We have brought about 100 refugees from Trieste suffering from tuberculosis and placed them in Swiss sanatoriums. We brought their families too. In the end, we will have them all settled somewhere or another, cured of their disease, and starting a new kind of life in a new country, away from the troubled city of Trieste.
All over the world where human beings are suffering or in need, the Red Cross sends aid. Now, the Red Cross is trying, in this age of the nuclear bomb, to save as many lives as possible, to set about finding workable ways of sparing the innocent.
But let us not be the only witnesses. There are others. Professor Picard, famous for his stratosphere ascensions and his explorations to the farthest depths of the sea.
The Red Cross is a very beautiful and useful institution. It's sad that the spirit of the Red Cross is not the dominant factor of all politics. If it were, the word war would become only an historical term, and the whole humanity would be happier as in the paradise.
In this atomic age, one of the few hopes of the human being, charity.